Stop 15, the Cornish Chimney. This part of the south arm of Poverty Gully could easily have been called Cornishman's Gully, as many Cornish miners worked here. They first came to Australia in the 1840s to mine copper at Burra in South Australia, and then to Victoria for the gold rush in 1851. The Cornish were some of the first to join the rush. Many came to Eureka, and one of them was Joseph Blight. His family owned and operated a quarry in Cornwall, and in the gully here, he opened a quartz-crushing plant. It was in fact the first such plant to mine the Eureka Reef before the Eureka consolidated. Established in 1857, Blight had a boiler and a battery, which were in the gully below. In the gully you'll see some slabs of granite. They're the foundations for Joseph Blight's battery, and he carried them here on a bullock dray from Mount Alexander, 20 kilometres away. And behind, running up the hill, is the remains of Blight's Cornish chimney. The Cornish cleverly built their chimneys up the slope because it's cheaper. Blight's chimney here is almost intact, along with the occasional vents, which we surmise are for cleaning. It goes to the top of the hill, where a small vertical extension released the smoke. This chimney is now occupied by native animals who once would have made their home in the hollows of the grand old trees, and I suggest you take a walk up the hill and have a look at this marvellous piece of engineering. So pause the podcast till you come back down, and then go to the next track, which is track 16.